How do you, would you say relations between the police and the media fared during your predecessor's time?
Well, I was an assistant commissioner for much of that time. I was only out for the last 2 years working in the Foreign Office. And I think it was quite bumpy at times. I absolutely don't want to personalise this to my predecessor. I think there are a number of reasons for that. But I'm looking to, if I can, reset the relationship with the media.
How will you do that, Commissioner?
Well, I think it's very, very important that, obviously, you've got your job, Nick, and I've got mine, and you must hold us to account. And nobody would expect us to be best friends, although I must say I'm very grateful for the support you give to the frontline officers.
I've known you for a number of years, yes, sir.
You have been a great supporter of frontline officers and staff, I know that. And on the other hand, we need you and you need us. We need you for public information, to inform people, to get our messages out there. And you need us because we form quite a bit of your stories, I would imagine.
Absolutely right. Yeah. How wise was it to spend 30 million quid chasing down journalists who might have hacked a few phones?
Well, I was in charge of those investigations for a long period, as you know. Phone hacking and then subsequently corruption of public officials. I believe the officers who set out on that did a good and diligent and careful and proportionate job and didn't showboat. It's important to remember just how much public outcry there was about phone hacking and how strongly people felt about it. And I think also how strongly people feel about the appalling prospect of police officers being paid to give away private information. Not just police officers, but other public officials
as well.
And
£30 million in investigating those claims from Nick regarding the highest level celebrity sex rings. £30 million spent on that. How wise was that expenditure, Commissioner?
Well, I don't want to get into second guessing what happened back then. These cases are incredibly difficult. Whatever you do, it's too much for some and not enough for others. There is no doubt about that. There's been lessons learned from that case.
Right. We've only got a couple of minutes left. Let's move through. Tom in Chelsea, go ahead. Your question, if you would, Tom. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Nick. I'd like to congratulate Commissioner Cressida on her appointment. I think she's going to be excellent. My question is regarding what safety measures we have in place to protect us against importation of arms, particularly through foreign gangs, Eastern European gangs emerging in London, and so on.
Gang warfare, Commissioner. Do we have any idea how many gangs are operating in London? I've got a number here. It's quite frightening. Do you know the number?
I'm afraid I don't know the number. No, I don't.
200 odd, they reckon. 200 odd London gangs. What are we going to do about that?
That wouldn't entirely surprise me. I have to say, I worked against gangs in the mid-2000s, I was in charge of Operation Trident and also the other organised crime teams. And I've worked against firearms for a very, very long time.
But here's what I don't understand, Commissioner.
Sorry.
That's all right. In 2015, there was the Shield scheme, which you may or may not have heard of. I think you were out of post by then. That was given £200,000. £200,000 to investigate 200 gangs in London. Meanwhile, 30 million quid to chase down Sun journalists. It seems a strange way of spending money, doesn't it?
Well, I don't think that's a fair comparison, because if you actually looked at the amount of money that was going
into... Well, who poses more danger to London, as you said?
No, but my point is...
Some journalist or a man with a knife?
Nick, I absolutely take the point, but my point is that it's not just the £200,000. That was an extra add-on on the back of tens and tens and tens of teams of 20, 30, 40 officers all working directly or indirectly against gangs. We still have that. I would say, actually, the gang problem in London is both different and, in some respects, less serious than it was when I was working against it 10 years ago. London is very much safer than it was 10 years ago. We were having well over 200 murders back then, and now it's nothing like that number.
We had three stabbings last week.
We absolutely did, and they are all
absolutely
horrible
all the families,
and tragic. And I do want to bear down on violent crime and gun crime, gang crime, and knife crime, but I'd have to say that quite a lot of knife crime doesn't appear to be associated with gangs anymore. That's one of the things that is changing.